Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is Aaron Carreno, and I'm chatting today with author Jenna Cashew of 100 Things to Do in Milwaukee Before You Die, second edition. And Jenna, I'm excited for the second edition because Milwaukee sure has changed in the last couple of months, even the last couple of years.
Yeah, there's been a lot. The first edition came out in 2015, and the second edition just came out in May, and we have all the great new things like the Pfizer Forum and the Hop and all these great things that have been added to our city. So lots of new information for someone who, thinks they might know all sorts of things about Milwaukee.
So what is the difference between the first edition and the second edition? For example, if somebody wants to pick up both, what are some of the updates in this second book that you're going to be excited to share with people?
Yeah, well, as I mentioned, the Pfizer Forum obviously has been huge. But I think, too, the first edition was actually written by a different author. So I have a different perspective on some of my off-the-beaten path picks and, a couple of favorite haunts that I like to go to. So I think you'll find, I really love those nostalgic places, the supper clubs, the cocktail lounges that Milwaukee has to offer. So you'll find a lot of those in there. But also, like I said, the Hop, different ways to get around the city, and, new craft breweries that have popped up, City Lights in Menominee Valley, Third Space, those two I love. There's just lots of our things happening as our city evolves.
So it's interesting, Jenna, because my partner and I just moved back to Milwaukee. I used to work here. I'm from Wisconsin, but I used to work here about 10 years ago. And I remember living on Wisconsin Avenue, and Grand Avenue Mall was still there. So for me to see things like the Hop with the streetcar, and one of the things that we've really embraced that you talk about in this second edition is the Bubbler Bike Share Program.
Yes. Yeah, that has been just such a great way to get around the city. And, you really experience the city in a different way when you're on two wheels. And, I think you'll see those are always in, in motion. You'll see people out there. And it's just been really fun you can experience things like Sculpture Milwaukee on West Wisconsin Avenue, or things like the Milwaukee Night Market. There's all sorts of things happening downtown that, allow you just to get around, and easier on two wheels or on the Hop. It's a lot better than driving your car through the traffic.
Yeah, who wants to drive and have to stop and then go and then drive just a couple of blocks? You could get there faster on the Bubbler bikes. And one of the places that we love to take these bikes to, Jenna, is the Pabst Brewery Complex is quite the area. I took my dad through there a couple of weeks ago. He came down from Sheboygan to visit. He was blown away at how much has really been built in that area.
Yeah, that's actually one of my new favorite places that I tell people to go, because even if you're not a beer drinker, just the history that's in that area, and just the mix, too, of old and modern, I really love to see. The Milwaukee Brewing Company just opened a new space there, and it's very modern. And then you go to, further down the street, and the Pabst Brewery and Tap Room, and that is the sleek, new, modern brewery with an old brand and an old church. So it's just such a great mixture of what our city has to offer, but also showcasing the different architecture and how we've kind of made things new again, which I love.
Author Jenna Cashew, 100 Things to Do in Milwaukee Before You Die, second edition. Now, Jenna, you're going to be doing a book signing this weekend, Sunday from 11 to 1 at Stone Creek Cafe at the North 5th Street location in Milwaukee, correct?
Yeah, so that's their factory where they roast, and it's a beautiful facility. If you haven't gone, it's really, really great. You can see where they do all the roasting. There's a cozy fireplace. The building itself is worth a tour, but to actually see how they produce their coffee is a really cool experience. And then actually Saturday, we had a change in event. So this Saturday, I'll also be at Bounce Milwaukee, which is in Bayview, from 5 to 9. I'll be signing books. I'll be guest bartending. That's a really fun, family-friendly spot, which has giant inflatables. They have arcade games. So it's like the best of both worlds. Kids and adults can have a blast.
Well, we love your enthusiasm, by the way, for Milwaukee. It's just really good to talk to somebody who breathes and enjoys our city. Jenna, where would we find you in the next coming weeks with the fall being here and with people celebrating their fall festivals? Where are we going to see you in the city?
Oh, that's a hard question. There's so much. There's just so much to do. I'll definitely be at Gallery Night next weekend. Black Hat Alley over on the east side, that beautiful alley that is filled with murals. Well, they're having an event. And then, of course, the Film Fest is happening, which is over on headquarters is at the Oriental Theater, but they'll be showing movies all around the city for the last 2 weeks of October. So I would definitely say those are my campus events for the next couple of weeks.
Well, if you happen to be, especially in Black Hat Alley, I might see you because that's my neighborhood. So we may have to enjoy we may have to enjoy a beverage or two at the speakeasy in that area too. So
I would love that.
Okay, Milwaukee native and author Jenna Cashew, you're a contributor as well to Milwaukee Magazine. You love to explore the city, and we will explore a lot more with this second edition of 100 Things to Do in Milwaukee Before You Die. Thank you for speaking a little bit today.
Fabulous. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.